Hello everyone, this is Heather Thalheimer and welcome to 4-Minute Friday. Today's episode is Life in Two Halves. Coming home from an event, a friend asked, "Did you see Sylvia?" She positively glowed. She was so bright. I've never seen her look more beautiful. He then went on to recount her journey with cancer. Sylvia had shared with him how suffering through cancer treatment transformed her. She began to see life in a different light. She became more patient with others. It gave her a different perspective. She explained that in a curious way, she was actually grateful for the suffering she went through because it changed her on a very deep level. This story made me ask a nagging question I have. Is suffering necessary? A part of me rejects the commonly held notion that we are transformed through suffering. I don't want to believe that we inevitably must suffer or that suffering is necessary for growth to occur. That seems such a bleak view of life. But when I consider my own life, I must acknowledge that difficult experiences have transformed me. So why do I viscerally react when people talk about the value of suffering? I was grappling with this when another friend, George, raved about a book he was reading entitled Falling Upward, A Spirituality for Two Halves of Life by Richard Rohr. Falling upward does presume that suffering is sent to us so we may grow. I still challenge that notion, because why would a loving universe or parental divine figure create suffering as a stimulus or a prerequisite for growth? Something to think about. Nevertheless, there is a great deal of insight to be gained between the pages of this book. Rohr takes us on a tour of life and proposes there are two halves to life. In the first phase, you are building a strong container. You discover your script, so to speak, and create your identity. You're shaping your life. If you're part of a faith tradition, you may choose to adopt the rules, follow the traditions, and engage in the spiritual practices. It's all good. You're safe. Your life is habitual and reassuring. This phase is valuable because it allows you to develop your spirit and character in positive ways. However, there's a subtle danger if you stay in this space your whole life. The surety you can have easily can lead you into narrowness, and you may never encounter phase two of your journey. In phase one, you're obeying other people's rules, learning from the wisdom of the great ones. But Rohr proposes a loving God wants you to own it, to become your own great one. Therefore, you need phase two of your journey. The big question is how to go from phase one to phase two. Everything encourages you to stay in phase one. After all, it's comfortable, acceptable, predictable. It's reliable and doesn't expect too much of you. This is where a little suffering goes a long way. No, I have not jumped ship. I still don't believe you necessarily need suffering, although it can egg you on. Maybe what we really need is to be open to the challenges that life delivers to stimulate change within us. You see, an internal push is needed to go from phase one to phase two. This seems to be a pattern in many people's lives. Nelson Mandela comes to mind. He credits his nonviolence philosophy to his suffering in prison. He didn't choose prison, but it took him to phase two where he discovered a deeper faith because he was no longer just believing in something. He found within himself the ability to live his faith. Real integrity comes when we purify our intentions. We become honest about our motives and live out our beliefs. Mandela became a powerful phase two man. In phase one living, we want to control others, but in phase two living, we want to stand for someone else's greatness. You know, in phase one, we easily see fault in those around us. In phase two, we notice our own shortcomings and are focused on making amends. Rohr notes the usefulness of being kicked out of your comfort zone by relating it to the second law of thermodynamics. According to this law, everything winds down unless some outside force winds it back up. From time to time, our spiritual lives benefit from an outside force to wind us back up and keep us growing. Suffering can open a window into the hearts of others or the heart behind the universe. Suffering can write a new script in our lives and leave us with the gifts of compassion, understanding, humility, and so much more. Phase two living isn't about your religion or just believing in something. Phase two is about an unscripted relationship with yourself and the divine. It's about allowing the divine into every corner of your life. When you live this way every day, you will find your life is transformed beyond your imagination. Are you feeling stuck in phase one living? Take a courageous step outside the lines and explore the next phase of life. There's so much to discover. I still maintain you don't have to wait for suffering to visit you. You can decide to move forward on your own accord. Thank you for listening. For more on wholehearted living, visit us at beingwholehearted.com and have a great day.